Today we're going to learn a little bit more about the details of the actual Seder of Tchiyas HaMeisim, the order in which it will take place. We know that it's going to happen in Eretz Yisrael, but a little bit about the order in which it's going to take place. So most Mefarshim agree that Meisei Eretz Yisrael Tchayim Tchila. So of course the tzaddikim, they come back earlier. Tzaddikim come in Miyad. As we know that there is a famous Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara asks, Ketzad Hilbishon, what's going to be the Seder? You're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to have to get the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim dressed. All the details about the Kohen. And the Gemara says you have nothing to worry about, because when Kishe Yebona, when the third base of Mikdash will be built, Moshe v'Aharon imohem. Moshe and Aaron will be with them. So if Moshe and Aaron are going to be with them, you have nothing to worry about. Which is clear that that means that tzaddikim are going to be there at the beginning of the process. But the regular people, what's going to be the Seder? So most people agree that the Eretz Yisrael, the people from Eretz Yisrael, they will get up first. And then the people from Chutz Loretz. And it's interesting that there are Svarim in the Medrash, it's brought down that even the people that are getting up, what order are they going to get up? So according to this Medrash that's brought down in the Sefer Oyev Yisrael, he says that it's going to be on the Seder of the Aleph Beis. You know, there has to be an order. So therefore, Aleph, people with name Aleph, I don't know if it's first name, last name, probably the first name, Aleph Beis. That will be the Seder in which they'll get up. And obviously those which are more righteous, tzaddikim, etc., they'll get up earlier. Now, there is two interesting machloikesin. One is regarding the avos. Now, if the tzaddikim are going to get up earlier, it would only make sense that the avos, which are the shoydish of Klal Yisrael, would only make sense that they should get up earlier, because they are the biggest tzaddikim, they are the avos. And like we know, it's brought down in Tanya, that the avos, heinem hamerkava, the avos, they're mamish, the chariot for Hashem, mamish, bottle, completely to the Eibishter. So it would make sense to say that the avos will have tchiyas hameisim first. However, there is a shita that says that the avos are going to have tchiyas hameisim the last. And the reason behind this is because the greatest nachas for a grandparent, great-grandparent, is to come to a room and to see all the descendants that came from them. Imagine you have two ways you can make a surprise. You take a elderly grandfather and grandmother, you put them in a room by themselves, and then everyone comes to visit them slowly, fill up the room. That's one way you could do it. Another way is you fill up the room. All the kids, the 8 o'clock, they're all in the room. And then you bring in the grandparents. It's a much greater surprise, also a bigger kishmak. You see everyone there. So that's the machlokes regarding the avos. Is it taken more kishmak for them that they should come into the world and all the yidden would have already been resurrected, that tchiyas hameisim, and that would make it a bigger kishmak for the avos themselves. Another interesting machloikis is regarding the Dor HaMidbar. That even though there seems to be a machloikis bechlal regarding the Dor HaMidbar, the accepted is that the Dor HaMidbar will come back for Tchiyas HaMeisim. As a matter of fact, according to many ways of understanding, one of the ways that the Eibishter convinced Moshe Rabbeinu to accept upon himself the Gzeira and stay and die, me'ever, you know, not to go into Eretz Yisrael, because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu v'eschanon, he davened 515 tefillos to get into Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe teaches us that if Moshe Rabbeinu really would have pushed, Moshe Rabbeinu could have made it that he went into Eretz Yisrael, because Hashem doesn't say no to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what convinced Moshe Rabbeinu to stop davening, so to speak, and to stay in with the Yidden in the Midbar outside Eretz Yisrael? So the Mefarshim explained that the Eibishter told him, you could go into Eretz Yisroel, but for the Dor HaMidbar to enter this great land, the Moshe Rabbeinu would have to stay outside. In other words, if he would go into Eretz Yisroel, then the Meisei Midbar would stay eternally out of Eretz Yisroel. Because Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to stay with them, a Rebbe was blind with Zayin HaChassidim, he stayed with his Chassidim, that's the schus that the Meisei Midbar could go into Eretz Yisroel. The shaila is the Meisei Midbar going to be from the first people resurrected with Moshe? We know Moshe Baron Imah, and Moshe is going to be there earlier. Is he going to schlep the Meisei Midbar with him in the earliest part of the stages of Tchias HaMeisim? Or is it only going to happen later? So there are different Mefarshim that explain different things regarding the Meisei Midbar. Some hold that they'll be one of the first. Others hold that they'll be from the later ones. And the same again is true regarding the Aves themselves. Now, in Tavshin Beis, we have with us Moshe Yitzchak, the shliach of the Rebbe, Rebbe Moshe Yitzchak Hecht, passed away, Va'era Tavshin Beis. And there was a whole sikha that the Rebbe said regarding him, and that was by Lavaya, etc. And it happened on Erev Shabbos, which Rebbe said a whole sikha of Meis Be'erev Shabbos, Simen Yofaloi, that if someone passed away on Erev Shabbos, it's a Simen Yofa. And in Ha'ara 65 of that sikha, the Rebbe seems to give a whole new derher in Tchias HaMeisim. Let's see it inside. The Rebbe says, Ubefrat, She'inyin dekitzuv ranu shoich niyofer, this inyin of ikitzuv ranu shoich niyofer, which literally means get up and sing, those which are dwelling in the earth, meaning the Tchias HaMeisim, that's where we learn out. Ikitzuv ranu shoich niyofer, that's inyin of Tchias HaMeisim. Get up and sing, those that dwell in the ground, which interestingly, if you wonder why it is that there's a minig that we light a yahrzeit licht, that it should be from shaiva, you know, the shaiva licht, the beeswax. Why shaiva? Why not regular, you know, candles? Why is the minig to try to light dafka shaiva licht? Because the word shaiva is rashateva sikitzuran no sheikh neofer. And being that it's a schus of Tchias HaMeisim, it's the Ili Nishmas, the mace, so the Shaiva is Rosh HaTevis, Ikitzuranu Sheikh Neofer. But anyways, the Rebbe says that this inyan of Ikitzuranu Sheikh Neofer, Nakal Yoiser, Eitzel Elo Shinasu Sheikh Neofer Zaato. Someone that just passed away, it's easier to have Tchias HaMeisim. Someone that passed away has been already a mace for a long time. You could have Tchias HaMeisim, but those that are just recently passed away, right before these galos of Moshiach, in a way it's a little bit easier. Why? Sheruach HaNefesh Shoira Dayin Ala Guf. Everybody knows that there's different halachis. There's the halachis of Shiva, the halachis of Shloishim, the halachis of the 11 months of Avelos. There are different gedorim in halacha regarding Avelos. Avelos is a halachic thing. And part of the differences in halacha, it's not just that Torah knows that, you know what, the first 7 days are harder, and it gets easier, 30 days, etc. That's not, it's also because of the way the neshama and the guf are interacting with each other. That the nefesh during the time of Shiva is still more closely associated with the guf. And therefore, the physical mourning is a lot more. It's as the neshama leaves the guf and ascends more on high and gets its place in Gan Eden, so too it's reflective of the pain and is reflective of the mourning lamata, that it's less and less because the neshama is more, you know, connected with the Eibishter lamayla. So the same way, the neshama is more connected with the guf. So it's easier to get back to Tchias HaMeisim because it's still there. You don't have to bring the neshama into the guf and rebuild the whole guf and make a whole connection again. It's already there. And the Rebbe that sicha also seems to imply something else. With the Rebbe speaking about the Kitzuran or Sheikh Neofer and the Shluchim, the Rebbe seems to imply in that sicha that Shluchim And this, for us, we take it for granted, but we have to understand the novelty, the chidush of zeh. Most people associate and connect the idea of tzaddikim coming miyad, that you have to be the greatest of tzaddikim. The Rebbe seems to imply that shluchim, who represent shluchi shlodim kamoisei, who represent tzaddikim, represent the rabbeim, they are also included in the idea of tzaddikim coming miyad, that tzaddikim could have tchias amesim right away. Now, in a sicha that the Rebbe spoke in Tovshim Mem Vav, the Rebbe says here clear that v'kitzuranu sheikh niofer moishavarni moim, the Rashbi is going to be there, v'chol tzaddikei nesi Yisrael, all tzaddikim and nesiim, ad l'chakmu chadmur nesi dereinu, and until the Friedrich Rebbe. And the Rebbe in the previous paragraph had said there's going to be the Svadus Gdoila, the Kol Bnei Yisrael Mamish, Kol Godel Yeshuvu Heino. Why shall it tzaddikim, Vad V'amech, Kulam tzaddikim, Kamim L'tchiyah Miyad? Because tzaddikim are going to come back earlier. And the Rebbe adds in the concept of Amech Kulam tzaddikim. The Rebbe seems to imply even more that every Yid is this Geder of a tzaddik, that will get them the schos of the Tchias HaMesim. And therefore, when it comes out that while there is not exactly 100% clarity about the exact Seder, who's going to be first, who's going to be second, who's going to be third, the general understanding is that all the Yidin will have Tchias HaMesim. Shtel Tzich Teshayla, what do we do? And you ask every Yid, every Chassid, they say, yeah, Kol Yisrael Yeshlom Chelek Leilam Haba. But there actually is a second half of that Mishnah. The second half Mishnah says, Ve'elu She'enlam Chelek Leilam Haba. There's a whole list of people which don't have a Chelek in Leilam Haba. For example, someone that doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim Minat Torah, he doesn't have Tchias HaMesim. So what do we do? How do we say, Kol Yisrael Yeshlom Chelek Leilam Haba, if the Mishnah itself says that there are those that will not have a chelek in Olam Haba? To explain that inyan, we'll Mirtz Hashem do in the next year.